You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 7. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the 7th and last episode of our series on developing a career plan. And today, we will talk about the importance of having mentors and sponsors, and also of having a personal board of directors. Each of these can play an important yet different role in your career development. Successful lawyers have traditionally benefited from having all three of these types of relationships. So when you're developing your career plan, you should think about the people who can mentor or sponsor you, or who can provide much-needed advice each step of the way.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod podcast network. We're adding new podcasts every day. Visit QODPOD.com and meet our podcasters. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. In a prior episode, I mentioned that practicing law was all about relationships. And today's episode, we'll dive deeper into three relationships that can be instrumental in your career development. These are your relationships with mentors, with sponsors, and with the members of your personal board of directors. Each of these play a different role in your professional life, and successful lawyers have learned to leverage all three of these relationships. So let's start by addressing the distinction between the three, and let's begin with mentors. A mentor can, but doesn't necessarily have to be, someone you work with. These are generally people who are a few years ahead of you in their careers and who can show you the ropes around the workplace. In essence, these are people with more experience than you who can provide insight into many things related to your work. Like, for example, they can provide insight into your firm's culture or the partners that you work with, or the things that are viewed negatively at your firm. Or they can talk to you about the pitfalls or challenges that other lawyers have faced in the past and that maybe you can face in the future. They can provide intel on your firm and on the people that you work with. They can provide intel on opposing counsel, on judges, and on other people that you are going to encounter on a daily basis. Mentors can also help you navigate problematic situations like dealing with negative evaluations or handling difficult partners. They can also give you advice regarding developing basic legal skills that you're expected to have as part of your job. Mentors are usually a phone call away, and you can reach out to them whenever you have a question or you have an issue. Research conducted by the Center for Talent Innovation revealed that approximately 85% of women and 81% of diverse professionals needed help navigating their organizations. So this means that having a mentor to help navigate the complicated waters of a law firm can be extremely beneficial to diverse lawyers. A sponsor, on the other hand, doesn't necessarily mentor you, and they might not be available for you to consult with them whenever you have a question or whenever you need help navigating the waters of your firm. Sponsors are usually senior partners at your firm. These are people with authority, and they can make decisions that can impact your career. These are folks who sit at the table in important meetings, who have a say regarding things like your work assignments or your compensation or promotions. These are important folks at your firm whose opinion carries a lot of weight. So in essence, these are either the decision makers or they are people who are close to and have the ability to influence the decision makers. The main difference between a mentor and a sponsor is that a mentor will provide you guidance and advice, while a sponsor is your advocate. For example, a mentor can review a document that you have drafted for a partner and can provide comments based on what they know about that partner. They can tell you that ex-partner likes short memos that go straight to the point, and that the memo you wrote, which might make a spectacular law review article, is likely not what that specific partner is looking for. A mentor can also help you develop skills you need to be successful. For example, they may help you prepare for your first deposition or for your first cross-examination. A sponsor will likely not do any of that, but they might sit at the partnership committee meeting and talk for half an hour about how great you are and why you deserve to be a partner. They may also make sure that you get assigned to important matters, or they may help you gain visibility within the firm. They will advocate for you. So now let's take a look at the personal board of directors. A personal board of directors is a group of people who can be your peers and who do not need to necessarily be at your firm, who can be a sounding board when you have to make important decisions. These can be a trusted group of friends and colleagues with whom you consult periodically. They can help you make important decisions, such as whether you should accept a job offer or whether you should change careers. They may be your sounding board when you are making decisions you don't want to discuss with people at your firm. When you are building this personal group of advisors, it is recommended to bring people who have a broad range of opinions and perspectives that you can tap into when you are making different types of career decisions. You can reach out to different members of your board of directors depending on the specific issue that you're dealing with. Some of the members of your board can be people who are supporters. These are the ones who encourage you when you're working on difficult projects or have to make hard decisions. On the other hand, some of the members of your board can be critics. These are folks who you know will always tell you the truth, no matter how crude it is. These are the ones who can help you avoid big mistakes, because they're going to tell you the truth. And you can consult with them when you are unsure whether you're taking the right steps or making the right decisions, and when you need somebody to give it to you straight. Other members of your board of directors can be people who are currently in the position that you want to be in further down the road. These are the ones who can help show you the way, because they have been there before. Other members of your board of directors can be strategists. These are people who help you develop your plan or develop the strategies to accomplish your goals. Other members of your board of directors can be people who have known you for a long, long time and who know your history, who know what will make you happy, what will make you miserable, and can bring all of that background into the advice that they give you. The bottom line is that your board of directors should consist of people who are diverse and who have different strengths and different points of view. So now that you know what a sponsor, a mentor, and a personal board of directors is, how can you get these people? How can you engage mentors, sponsors, and members for your board? So regarding mentors, many law firms have formal mentorship programs, so many associates are going to have a mentor assigned to them by their firm. But that doesn't mean that the assigned mentor is the only one that you can have. Oftentimes, you can develop strong bonds with lawyers that you work with regularly, or who sit in the office next to yours, or with whom you have lunch occasionally, and those lawyers can end up being non-appointed mentors. The bottom line is that you can have more than one mentor. And while a mentorship relationship can develop naturally without a label, you can also go up to someone and you can ask them to be your mentor if you think that they are someone who can provide you good advice and good guidance. The deal with sponsors is a bit different, though. Getting a sponsor might take a bit more time and effort. As I mentioned earlier, a sponsor is generally an important senior level person at your firm who will advocate for you. And in order for them to do this, the potential sponsor needs to be comfortable with recommending you and with vouching for you. And this comfort usually develops over time. So when you identify someone in a position of authority in your firm who you believe would be a good sponsor, you have to first try to develop a relationship with them. And you can do this by getting on a matter with them and doing excellent work, by being reliable and gaining their trust, by being dependable, by becoming their go-to person for a specific type of work or for a specific area of law. You can also do this by having their back and by making them look good in front of their clients and in front of their peers. And if you do all of this with time, they're going to learn to rely on you, to trust you, and they will become invested in your career. And when this happens, they will be more than happy to advocate for you. So how do you build your personal board of directors? So the first thing to do here is to think about people you know or people you could be connected with that can act in those capacities that we talked about, that can be your supporters, your critics, your strategists, and who can provide the varied opinions that you need. Then you should reach out to them and let them know that you would like to touch base with them regularly and that you would like to receive their input or their advice on decisions that you're going to be making prospectively with respect to your future, your career, or your goals. You can then invite them to lunch or to coffee regularly and check in with them periodically. You should keep them in the loop with respect to your goals, your aspirations, your projects, and with respect to any significant developments in your career. You should note that this type of relationship can be and often is a two-way street, and that the person who are on your board of directors may see you as a member of their board of directors. So you should also be open to offering your thoughts and your input and advice to them when they request it or need it. So the important thing is to make sure that for each stage of your career plan, you identify the people who can fill the role of either mentor, sponsor, or board member, and that you put in place a strategy to build those relationships and to get the most out of those relationships. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post. And we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.